The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen.
Daf samach.
Sodom mishpat Avram ben Esther Moshe ben Nuna, Ruach Hashem Tnechem ben Eden. Amen. Ratzachat Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Nuntet Amud Bet. We are on the bottom three lines. Amar le Kesar Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. Ba'ina de'echeze le'elohaychu. So the Caesar tells Rabbi Yeshua, I want to see your God. Amar le lo matzit chazit. You can't see God. Amar le ibra. Yes, indeed. Chazin ale. Which means he's saying, yes, I want you to show him to me. Same Caesar from the last half. Azal ukme la'adei yoma b'tkufat tamuz. So Rabbi Yeshua took the Caesar in front of the sun, the bright sun, in the middle of Tammuz, the middle of the summer. Amar le, so Rabbi Yeshua says, istakil be. He says, look at the sun. Amar le, lo matzina. I can't look at the sun, it's too bright. Amar le, yoma, which is the sun, dehad mishem mashed dekayme kame kutcha berichu. The sun is only one of the servants that stands and serves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar, and still what did you say? Lo matzina listekalabe. That you said you cannot look at it. Shekhinah, loko shekin. You think you'll be able to look at the Shekhinah itself? Amar le kesal, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya. Ba'ina, it's beat le nahama le lohaychu. I want to make a seudah for your God. I want to prepare a seudah and present it to your God. So the one says, Amar le lo matzit. He says, you cannot. So the Caesar says, Amai. So the Yeshua says, Nefishi helvate. There's too many people in his army. We'll be able to feed them. Amar le, Ibra, he told him, I want to do it. Indeed, I want to feed them. Amar le, so Rabbi Yeshua tells the Caesar, Puk tzavit legida, dirbita, dirbiha alma. So Rabbi Yeshua tells the Caesar, go and prepare the Sa'uda next to the river called Revita. Over there it's Makom Reva. It's a wide open space. So there's room to prepare the Sa'uda. Go prepare the Sa'uda from over there. Tarach shita yerche kaita. So he prepared 6 months. The Caesar prepared 6 months this Sa'uda. What happened after he prepared the Sa'uda? Atazika came a wind. Kanche liyama. And took all the Sa'uda and just put it in the water. The wind blew it into the water. Tarach shita yerche desedva. So he said, okay, he prepared 6 months in the spring, the fall, in the winter time. Ata mitra, rain, strong rain came, tav'e b'yama, and drowned all the food in the river. No matter, he tried in the summer, the wind came. He tried in the winter, the rain came and washed it up. Amar le, so the kesar told Rabbi Yeshua, my hai, says, what's going on? Which is, why is this happening to my seuda? Amar le, he says, the wind and the rain, those are servants, those are the cleaners, those are the maintenance, those are the ones that clean. It's like the ones that carry the broom and sweep the vacuum, like they sweep the fields. So it's kanusha'eh is the ones that sweep, and zaloha'eh are the ones that pour water on the right on the ground, so the dust settles, so they're able to sweep it up. So it says they also came to eat the seudah. Jeez, there are only two servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the maintenance, and they ate the whole seudah. It took 6 months. Amar le, yachi lo matzina. If this is all the food, 6 months is only to feed two servants, 6 and 6. So forget about this. No, then I cannot do. Amar le, bat kesar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, the daughter of the Caesar. told to be Yisro ben Hananya. Ela Hechon Nagarahu. Your God is a Nagar, carpenter. Dikhtiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Am Kareb Amayim Alilotav. That God puts a roof in the sky in order that the waters, the upper waters in the Shamayim, are protected over there. They don't come down. So it says, Emale, the Na'abid Lihada Misturita. Tell him, I want me to make me a, a box? Like a sewing box of some
a
sort.
Reel.
Yeah. What does he say?
A reel or a bobbin was an implement used to wind on threads into spools.
Fine. She wants something for in the weaving item. Right. Amar. So she says, so Rabbi Yeshua says to the daughter, Lehayeh. Okay, Lehayim. Fine, no problem. Ba'ir hameh ala bi'in naga'ah. All of a sudden, she became a leper. She had leprosy all over her body. The rabbi prayed, she gave him leprosy. Utva b'shukah deromi v'yaveh le b'storita. So they put her in the Roman shuk over there. And they gave her a penich, one of these, again, these sticks that they use for weaving. The havu nehigeh, because the custom over there was, dechod minaga beromi, anybody that gets leprosy in Rome, yavu le misturita. They gave her one of these sticks, v'yati b'shuka, and they put her in the marketplace, they put the person in the marketplace, v'satar dolele, and they, satar dolele, matir et ha-peki'ot shel ha-chutin min ha-pelech. Well, they take out the
wind coils of thread.
Yeah, the undo threads. And what does the undoing the threads do? They take apart the threads that are part of this roll of thread. That's a sign. So people say, she must have leprosy. So they pray for her. Yuma ha davaka halif hatam. So one day Rabbi Yoshua was walking by, and he saw that the daughter of the Caesar was sitting in the marketplace of Rome, and she's undoing this, the thread. Amar la, so Rabbi Yoshua said, Shapilta, Misturita, do you have the Kelohai? Are you happy with the tools that the Kelohai Baruch Hu, that God gave you? Yes, for it, you got it. Amar le, emale le lahach, lishkol by the Yahivli. Tell your God to take back what he gave me. Our God is a giver. He doesn't take back. No backsies. Okay, so now the Gemara goes to another discussion. We learned in the Mishnah about the horns of the animal. Amar of Yehuda, Shor Karsetan. An ox has a very wide stomach. Uparsetan, and has very wide feet. Rav Reshe veRav Ginufte has a big head and he has a big tail. V'halufa behamra, and the opposite is true when it comes to a donkey. It has a small stomach, small narrow feet, like we know, small head and small tail. The mind of Kamina, what do you have to know this for? What are you giving us the dimensions of the animals? The Mekahomimkar. You have to know this for business. That means when a guy comes and says, I want a shor, so you have to sell him a shor with a wide stomach, with wide feet, with a long tail. And when he asks for a hamor, you could sell him what the hamor is. Which if you don't sell him that has these characteristics, the sale could be null and void. Well, some say it's just advice for a guy that's buying a shor to know what to look for. That these are the properties of a shor, so he gets a good one. Namar of Yehuda, shor sheikriv adam arishon. Okay, the ox that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought. Well, it says in Gemara Avodah Zarah that on the first night of creation, after Adam was created, he got scared from the darkness. He thought that the world was going to return back to Tov Avoh. That was the death he thought that was going to come upon him. So when the morning came, he saw that that's the way of the world. Night comes and the light comes. So he went and he brought a korban, like a korban tovah. So it says the ox that he brought, Kirin Ahat Taitalo Bemitzho, like a unicorn, had one horn on its forehead. Shnei Emar, it says in Tehillim, Vititav Lehashem Mishor Par Makrin Mafris. David HaMelech said that my prayer should be good, Vititav Lehashem, and be good and accepted, more than the first korban that Adam Rishon brought, that was a shor par makrin. Makrin meaning Lashon Kerin, that had one Kerin on its head. So the Gemara says, makrin, tarte mashma. Makrin is, sounds like it's plural. Two horns. Amar Rav Nachman, makrin ketiv. It's written without a yud. So it's like mekerin. That's one horn. Amar Rav Yehuda, shor shekriv Adam Rishon, karnav kodmot leparsotav. Which is normally all the oxes, they're born with their feet the way they are, and the horns grow later on. Right? Obviously, the horn is something that's developed later on, but the shor in Maaseh Bereishit, it was born immediately, like a big ox. It was born an old ox already. It wasn't born a baby and then grew. And therefore, when it came out of the ground, or came out of the earth, it already was complete. It had its horn. Actually, the horns came first, because it grew out of the ground, like a wheat. So the head came out first with the horn on it, and then the feet came after. Shnei Amar, Titav Hashem Mishor Par Makrin Mafris. The pasuk says Makrin Mafris, the one that had the horns and then the Perasot. Makrin Bereshet VeHadar Mafris. First the Keren and then the Perasot. V'saya Alel Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi, famous Gemara. Kol Maaseh Bereishit VeKomatam Nivreu. That everything that was created, the Maaseh Bereishit, was created fully developed. This explains a lot of the bunks, a lot of the theory of the evolution. They come along and say it's millions of years old. The world was created in a complete stage. It was created in a state that looked old already. Therefore, you have no really way to gauge how many years it was. The first tree could have had, you know, hundreds of rings around it from day one. Bedartan nebriu, and God created them according to their will, as if before God created them, He asked them permission, or He got their permission to be created, and they agreed. Besivyonam nebriu, and they were created with a specific image, a certain tzura, a certain form that they chose. Shneimar bechudlu hashamayim ve'ares vechol sevaam. Al tekre sevaam ela sivyonam. Sivyonam, which is in a certain beauty they were created, that they accepted. Which means the world was created aesthetically with a certain beauty that was a sign of perfection. Gemara continues. The Rashi behind Bar Papa. It says in the pasuk, "Yichevod Adonai le'olam, yismach Adonai le'ma'asav." What does it mean? Pasuk zeh, "Sar olam amaro." This pasuk was said by the Malach, that's commissioned over the world. Amaro, b'sha'as shamar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when God was creating the herbage, when He was creating the plants, things like that. It says, Tachi ha'aris, that the ground should produce deshe, grass and fruits, and things like that. So it says, Limino, bi'ilanot, that each tree should produce a different fruit. Nasu deshaim kan vahomer ba'atzmam. So the grass, even though it didn't say Limino, it just said, Tachi ha'aris deshe. Then it says, Eitz peri, Hosepedi limino, that each tree should produce its own type of fruit. So the grass, that didn't say it should produce its own, everything should be a different type, a special type of grass, just said deshe. So the child's deshe, it didn't say limino. So it says, Im retzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'arbubia, if God just wants confusion and everything mixed up, lama amar limino be'ilanot. Eli wants each tree to produce its own item. He wants a system. Ve'od kan v'homer u'ma'ilanot she'en darkan latzet be'erbubia, which means, and what the trees that they grow and they have a lot of branches and things like that, and they don't grow next to each other. Usually trees are separate from each other. And still, God says that each tree should produce its own fruit, separate from the other one. Anu, this small little grass that we grow next to each other, and we are not noticeable, each individual blade. Al hat kama v'kama, that we should grow each one separate. God does not want things to be all safuf, crowded, or together. Miyad, look what happened. Kol ehad ve'ehad yatsa l'mino. Each grass came out according to its own species, which we'll see what that means. But tasar ha'olam ve'amar, so when the sar ha'olam saw that, he said, yichemod ha'dwan le'olam, yismach ha'dwan ve'ma'asav. That's simcha, when God sees its creation listening. Now, what does that mean? Let's go see what the perush over here is. He says like this. לשון הפסוק בסיבוי של הקדוש ברוך הוא תדשי הארץ דשא עשב מזריע זרע עץ פרי עושה פרי למינו אשר זרעו בו הרי שנאמר למינו באילנות בידו במעשה נאמר למינו בין באילנות במרשעים אוקיי הרי זה מעין אף כאן יש לתמוע כיצד נשאו הדשאים קו החומר בעצמם they were created already before they were created they made a קו החומר okay let's stop a question that's it That's why each grass, instead of growing, I guess, on top of each other, each grass grew in its own, sprout and separated. Ba'ir avina, irkiv shne deshaim ze al ze. This is the laws of the kilayim. Let's get an overview on kilayim. Shisha mini kilayim in asurin. There's six types of crossbreeding that are asur. Kerem. That's tepua and grapes. That's asukila kerem. Kelezraim. That's two types of seeds next to each other. Harkaba. That's grafting one type of fruit with another type of fruit. Kelebehema. That's crossbreeding different types of animals. And then you have begadim. That's sharpness. In kelebehema, you have not only crossbreeding them, but you work with two of them simultaneously. So there's two kelebehema. Okay. האיסור של כלי זרעים, אומר לפי הפסוק, שדך לא תזרע כלאיים. אוקיי. So even on the grass, on things like that. יש כמה הבדלים להלכה בין איסור של כלי זרעים לבין איסור של הרכבה. האיסור של כלי זרעים נוהג רק בארץ ישראל. Seeds only is in Israel, not in חוץ לארץ. Grafting is even in חוץ לארץ. האיסור של כלי זרעים, seeds, Eno ela b'Yisrael only applies to Jews. They're forbidden to do that. But b'nei Noah is permissible. But grafting, some shittot say even b'nei Noah is not allowed to graft. Look at the different laws. Now let's see the rabbi's question. Ba'ir avina, hirkiv shne deshaim ze al ze. So they grafted two herbage, grass. Rabbi Hanina bar Papa. Ma'u. So according to Rav Hanina bar Papa, that each one came out separately, which means, really, there was no commandment for them to come out separately. They made a kavahomer from the trees. But technically, in principle, they could have came out all mixed up together. So is there kilayim? Because really, you're just taking it back to its original intent. Before they made this kavahomer. Mao, kiban de lo ketibu leminehu, since it doesn't say leminehu, lo mechayev. Since God agreed with them at the end, God agreed with the creation after, right? God is happy with it. So it could be that's like it says, Lemineu. So therefore, there is grafting. Okay, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, he brings a contradiction in Pesukim, famous Gemara. So it says God made the two great luminaries, sun and the moon. Uchtiv the maor gadol, the maor katon. And then the pasuk says the big luminary and the small luminary. Make up your mind. So the Gemara says, Amra yareyah b'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the moon said in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel olam. אפשר לשני מלאכים שישתמשו Becheter Echad. So the moon says, you can't have two kings that are both wearing crowns. You can't have two leaders. Amad la. So the one who tells the moon, you're right. Lichi u'ma'ati tatzmech. Go make yourself small. So therefore, originally it was Shnei Me'orot HaGedolim. And then after it became small, it was Me'orot HaGedol and Me'orot HaKaton. Amra lefanav Rebuno Shel Olam. U'il v'amant lefarech adabar hagun. Amit tatzmi. I was right. I said something that was smart, and if I should become punished and shrunken, Amar la lechi umshul bayom v'alayla. So God appeased it. How do you appease the moon? That you should shine, or you should be out by day and by night. The sun is only out in the day, but the moon is out in the day and the night. It's visible in the day as well. So God was Amar le ma'iribute deshaga b'tiara mayane. Big deal, I'm out in the day. Who needs me in the day? It's like putting a flashlight out in the day. You don't need a light during the day. There's no purpose. Fine. They're going to use you to count days and years. Which means the moon, lunar calendar. They're going to count days by you. And the holidays are based on the Levana. Which means you need the sun also in the calendar. Because you need to know when the tikufa is, when the seasons are. That's also in order to establish the holidays. For example, of course, the ketiv, like it says, v'hayu le'otot l'mu'adim, u'liyamim, v'shanim. It says, v'hayu. And they will be. You know, the sun and the moon are involved in establishing days, months, and years, etc., holidays. So that's not an appeasement. The sun also does it. Zil likrut sadikeh b'shmech. You're going to have the zechut that the tzaddikim are going to be nicknamed after you. Like it says, Yaakov HaKatan. Yaakov Avinu is Katan. Katan is the humble one. So the Katan is the moon. Shmuel HaKatan. David HaKatan. Hazya Delo Kamiyet Ba'edate. And still, the moon was not appeased. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Havi'u Kapara Alay, Shemi'atiti Et HaYarayah. After being Kapara, Ki'idu HaKadosh was saying he has to be Kapara for himself, for what he did to the moon. When it talks about the goat that they bring on Rosh Chodesh, what is it? It says, Usaid Azim Had Hatat Lashem. So what is it? Lashem? Barakatus Baruchu, Sa'ir Ze, Ye Kapara Alai, Shemiatati Etayareakilu. God says, this is my Kapara, this Sa'ir, because I made the moon small. Of course, there's a big derasha that we said on this to explain it. That's the simple pshat that we learn over here, that when somebody offends somebody, look how far you have to go in order to appease. Look at all the different things that are Kadosh Baruch Hu after the punishment, just to calm the moon down. Rab Aseh Rameh. Rab Aseh brought a contradiction. Ketiv v'totze ha'arez deshe. Says the grass came out. What day was that? Bitlat b'shabbita. That was on Tuesday. Uchdiv v'chol siyah hasadeh terem yeh ba'aris. It says, and all the grass before it came on the ground. B'ma'alish shabbita. That's on Friday. So there was grass on Tuesday already. But then the pasuk says on Friday, before the grass grew. The smasha wasn't there yet. So make up your mind. It says, b'lamet shiyatsu d'sha'im. Which means that the sha'im were on the surface of the ground on Tuesday, but they weren't growing. They just stood at the foot of the ground. Until Adam was created on Friday and he started to pray that they should grow. And he was answered, and it rained the first time. To show you that the Kadosh Baruch Hu yearns the tefillot and the prayers of the tzaddikim. Rav Nachman bar Papa, havia le'ai ginta. He had a certain garden. Shade be'bizrane. He put seeds in the garden. Ve'lo samach. No growth. Ba'ar hameh. He prayed. Ata mitra ve'samach. And the rain came and started to grow. Amar ha'inu de Rav Aseh. That's what Rav Aseh told by Adam Rishon. That without the tefillah, the ground would never have been as fertile as it is. Ella, you see that what? That the berachah is only dependent on the tefillah of the tzaddikim. Okay, now the Gemara goes back. Amar of Hanan bar Rabba. Ha shesu'a. Okay, this week's parasha. Says we have the rasha for the parasha. Ach etze lo tochlu ma'ala gerah o mafrisa pasa ha shesu'a. It says from the animals that have split hoofs, hashisua, that are, you know, what is hashisua that are split? Hooves are split. So it says, biriya bifne atzma hi, which means there's a certain species, that's a special species, that's called the shisua. Why? Sheyesh la shne gabin ushne shidraot. Oh, it has two backs. And it has two spines. So the Gemara says, "V'chi Moshe Rabbeinu kinigehaya ublistereaya," or as Moshe Rabbeinu a zoologist? How do you know all these animals? Mikan teshuvah leomer en Torah min hashamayim. From here we see this is an answer for those people that say that Torah is not min hashamayim. So how would Moshe Rabbeinu know that there's such a creature? He's in the Midbar. He knows every single creature. Look at Rashi. She says, "Sheyesh la shne gabin lekach nekre shisua teuma." He was shenu kenigaya tzad hayot. He's a trapper, animal trapper. Oblistre more bekeshet lehayot. What is he? An arrowsman shooting like a hunter. Right, archer. Nobody knows about these animals. Well, let's see what the Torah wants with this word shiswa. It says in Shemini, but in Parashat Re'eh, it says hashiswa. Ach etze lo tochlu ma'alei geram v'fisa parasa hashiswa tegamal. Efi peshuto, ito le parasa. It's explaining what the parasa is. The mafrisa parasa has to be shiswa. Has to be split. Hainu parsa shesua. The hoof has to be shesua. It's simple pshat. Meaning, shesua is split in half. Ulam Rav Hanan bar Rava dorash mila zu keshem shel achat briyot. It's listing all the animals. Gamal ha shesua. It's another animal. Like the gamal, the anevet, all the other animals that are written in the pasuk over there. So when it says that shesua, it's the name of an animal. Special type of animal. Okay. Amale Rav Chazda. Lerav Tachlifa bar Avina Zil Ketov Kenige Ublistre Beagatech Uparsha. Go and collect all the stories that you have on this derasha that Moshe Rabbeinu was he a Kenige? What do we say? Kenige is a trapper, or that he was a hunter, which means. Go find out the meaning of these words. Kenige and blistre. These are fancy words that were not used so much. So that she says, "Ketuv kenige blistre." Agada ze ketuv sheish batevot yafim v'lashon sah. Lech ketuv bekobetz agadot shelcha derasha zu. Wow! He told him, "Go write it down. This derash. It has beautiful words, fancy, nice words that you don't see that often. Kenige and blistre. Write it down." Okay, why do you want to write it down? Meaning it's a nice dirash, that's what they're trying to say. Okay, now we go to another dirash. Hameshet Sanei Pilishtim. These are the five leaders of the Pilishtim. Ha'azati, Ha'ashdodi, Ha'ashkeloni, this is the Tav Yoshua Ben Nun. Ha'giti, Ve'aklonim, Ve'avim. It says, Amar, Hamisha, but if you count them, very good. Ve'ashiv Shita, the six. Amar Biyonatan, Arun ki shilahem hamisha. Which means the Hashuv ones were the first five. The Avim were not Hashuv. That's a tagon. That's an extra one. The main, the Arun ki, the Hashuv ones were the first five. And she says, Hashuvim shilahem. Amar le Rafazdal Raf Tachlifa Baravina, Ketov Arun ki ba'agadech uparsha. He says, write this Agadah as well, because they like the word Arun ki. Explain the word Aruki for them. That's a nice fancy word. When you write that Agada down, explain the word Aruki to them. That means Hashuv. Just like the other Dirash that they wrote it down because they like the word. Ufliga Dirav. And this is arguing against Rav. She says, we are saying that the Avim were part of Pilishtim, it's just they weren't Hashuv. Damar Rav, Avim mitiman ba'u. They were from Esav, from Teman, which is the son of Esav. Teman was actually the son of Eliphaz, which is the son of Esav. They went off from Pilishtim. They came to live in the Eretz Pilishtim. So there were really five Pilishtim and one from Teman. Tanya Meache, Avim mitiman ba'u. They came from Teman. Velama nekna shemam Avim, she'vetu et mekomam. That when they left their place to go live with Pilishtim, they destroyed their area. Davar acher, Avim she'vu le'lehut harbeh. They yearned for many, many gods. And therefore Pilishtim worshipped a lot of gods, so they went to worship the gods. Davar acher, Avim she'kol ha'ro'eh otam u'hasto avit. Anybody that sees them, they were big, powerful. You get avit. Avit is like fear and trepidation. Amar of Yosef, the itu shitzered dare shine lechulchad vechad. 16 rows of teeth. Normally, a person has one row of teeth. And they have 16 rows of teeth. That's why they are.
It's cannibalism.
Yes, yes. Ukle adam. They ate people. Cannibalism. So their teeth look like 16 rows of teeth to the people because they would eat people. Okay. That could scare you. Amar Bishmo ben Lakish. Harbe mikraot she'leuyim nisrof. Wait. There's a lot of pesukim that when the reader reads it, he thinks that the pasuk, doesn't mean anything. And therefore, I should burn the pasuk. Which means, what's it have to write it for? Because many pesukim, the people would argue, pasuk is superfluous. Little did I know that the Hashuv, like the goof of the Torah, the main part of Torah, like it says, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Am Yisrael. It says, "Ve'avim hayoshevim b'haserim ad azah." It says the pasuk, the avim that were sitting in the place of haserim until azah. Then it says kafturim. That was another name of people that are sitting in kaftur. Hishbidum. The Kafturim that were in Kaftur destroyed them. Destroyed the Avim. So he's telling us, who cares what the Kafturim did to the Avim? He said, what is this Pasuk teaching me of? Who cares what the Kafturim did to the Avim? It's like history of the nations. May Nafka Mila Mina. The Gemara says, May Nafka, what's the Nafka Mina? But it says, Mida Ashbe'e Abimelech Abraham. Because if you remember, Abimelech made a shivuat Abraham, "Im tishkor li unini unichdi," which means the peace treaty. That there's not going to be any fights between me, my children, my grandchildren. Now, in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, we weren't allowed to go fight the Pilishtim yet, Abimelech, because he didn't get to that level of nini unichdi. The treaty was still on, so Bnei Yisrael cannot fight Pilishtim. Now Avim was Pilishtim. So what happened? God sent the Kafturim to go attack the Avim. We have no peace treaty with Kaftur. So therefore it's telling us how we were able to attack Pilishtim without going against our treaty that we made with Avimelech. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Litu Kafturim, Lipku Me'avim Dainu Pilishtim. Let the Kafturim come from Kaftur. Let them conquer the Avim, which is Pilishtim. Vilut Israel, Lipku Me'Kafturim. And we'll take it from Kaftim. So it's not superfluous. This puzzle is very important. Otherwise, we're in contempt of the treaty that we made with Avimelech. So you need to tell me how that happened. Kayutse B'Davar Ata Omer. Similarly, we have another Darash like this. Okay, we'll have to read this Darashi in a minute, but let's just finish the Gemara first. Ki Heshbon, Ir Sihon, Melech Amori. Heshbon belonged to Sihon, the king of Amori. Yehun Elham b'Melech Moav, and he fought against Moav. It says Veikach et Kol Arso. He took his whole land. Adam Nun. Menaf Kamina. What do I have to know this pasuk over here? It says Damar Lehu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Al Tatzar et Moav. Same story. We were not allowed to fight against Moab. We couldn't take anything from Moab. So how are we going to get Moab's land? Very simple. Sihon will come, conquer Moab. That's what I always say. Sihon purified Moab for us. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liti Sihon, Lipuk me Moab. Let Sihon come along and fight Moab. We need to serve to come to Sihon. And that's what the Gemara is behind the Amar Papa Amon and Moab, Tiaru be Sihon. That Amon and Moab were purified by Sihon. Okay, one more. Sidonim Yikriu le Hermon Sirion. The Sidonim, they call the Hermon area Sirion. Who cares? And the Emori called the area Sinir. Now, do we care who called what? So it's Tana. Sinir v'Sirion, these two places, Mehare Eretz Yisrael. They were from the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Now, why would they call these areas? Why would the Sidonim call it Sirion, and the Emori call it Sinir? Melamed shekol ehad ve'ehad memot ha'olam halach u'bana lo krach gadol le'atzmo ve'ela lo al shem ha'ar Eretz Yisrael. Amazing. That the Goyim had such a respect for Eretz Yisrael that every nation went and built their own palace and they named it after one of the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. So they wanted it to have a connection. Even the mountains of Eretz Yisrael are endeared to the Goyim, which is they know it's a special land. Now these are mountains. These are mountains that have snow on them, so they're not the nicest mountains still. Which means nobody lives on these mountains. Obviously, they're very high and they're very snowy. And still, the Goyim say, "Wow, what great mountains! Seri, Serion," and they name their places. The Kayot Sebo. One more. This is talking about Yosef HaSadiq. So what did Yosef HaSadiq do? He moved the people. He moved them to the cities. From, he relocated everybody. He took people from one city and moved them to another city and so on and so forth. So Gibra says, what do I care about Yosef's relocation program? He says, "Delo likri le'ahav galbata." Because he knew that the Jewish people are going to be in exile. So he didn't want the Egyptians to call us exilees. Because the whole country is exiled now. So therefore we're like everybody else. Period. Okay. Just, Leo, read us the one Rashi here that we didn't speak out. The big one. Kaftorim, Labe Pristin,
Litu
Vilifku.
Litu Vilifku. Haran the Philistine, Litu Israel, Litu Minayo.
Correct, which means we conquered Philistine. The Avim were conquered by Kaftor, and then we were able to go conquer the Kaftorim.
The Kasav Arish Lakish Avim Mipilishtim Hayo.
Good. You have to say that the old Avim is Philistine, that's what Kaftor now. But according to other opinions, this Avim is from Teman, so now we don't know what this person was teaching us. There's another commandment. We can't start up with B'nei Asaf. Teman is B'nei Asaf.
Amar Rahmana, Litu Kafturim V'lifku Me'avim. V'nitu Yisrael V'lifku Me'nayim.
V'shar
Mekla'ot Hadomim Azeh V'el Hadevarim Kegon V'se'ir Yashivu
Ha'chorim. It's Se'ir, the Chorim sat over there.
V'avim V'amonim Ketiv Refa'im Yashvuba.
Kudu Ta'ala Yivu. Which means all the other Pesukim that the Gemara doesn't discuss, that this country sat in that place, this country conquered them, don't think they're superfluous. Every pasuk has the same purpose. The Bechulu Ketiv.
Eretz Refa'im Tachshav.
Says, I'm giving my your descendants this whole land. Which means when they passed out of Egypt, this area of Amon and Moab, they were called Eretz Rephaim. So the Jewish people thought, it's Rephaim, it's not Amon and Moab, it's a different place. So then we can go attack them. You're right. It's called the fame because the fame sat there originally. But this is not the area that belongs to Abraham.
Abraham,
which means since these are the grandchildren of Abraham, Esav and Amon and Moab and so therefore Lot Yaakov and Lot was related to Abraham. So therefore, which means as they tell us these areas, because you would have thought that the Jews thought they can get these areas. Says, no, it was called Eretz Rephaim. So therefore, they thought flowers. But God says no, but really now it's not Rephaim anymore. Now it belongs to Amon and Moab as a result of Avraham and the descendants of Avraham Abinu and Lot. Therefore, leave it, give it to them. So even that needs to be spoken out. Why those pesukim are written? Okay, Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.